The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 244, The Cold Truth.
Please verify. Did you say you found two bodies in the shuttle?
That's affirmative. And before you ask, it's not Lister and Ursula.
Not them. Do you have any idea who's in my shuttle?
Not yet. They're in full spacesuits. That's probably why George's thermal sensors didn't register them. They do appear to be alive, though, with very slow respiration rates, but at least they're breathing.
Gabby, they're most likely in the latter stages of hypothermia and hypoxia. Slane and I will bring two gurneys. We need to get them to sickbay stat.
All right, we'll get them out of the shuttle.
Once you've cleared them out, run a quick diagnostic on the shuttle.
Will do.
We'll need to verify who these two are. If we can do that, then we can perhaps identify their ship.
Hopefully these two will survive and we can find out what kind of ship they were in.
Captain, you want to resume our journey to Titan IV?
I believe they still want to go to Titan IV, unless the ship they got was better than the Potomac.
I agree, and we need to get these two back to Titan IV, whether they are alive or dead. We can transport them to the IDF hospital in Titan City.
Agreed. Liam, resume course to Titan City. All ahead full.
Roger that. Titan City. All ahead full. Georgia, please verify my course settings.
Course settings are verified. Follow Victor 018.
Victor 018.
Gabby to bridge.
Go ahead.
The main power supply for the drive system is missing its main bus card. All other functions seem to be in good shape.
That's the quickest and easiest way to disable that shuttle. It says to me they were in a hurry. Stand by.
Roger that.
Georgia, check our inventory for the main drive bus bar panel and relay any information you have to Gabby.
Searching. Gabby, do you copy?
Go ahead, Georgia.
Replacement part located in bin B-17.
Copy, B-17. Captain Tam and Slane are here now with the gurneys. We'll report back as soon as we know something.
I copy that. Bridge out.
I certainly hope they can find identification on those two, if they're unable to revive them.
I'm wondering why Lister or Ursula didn't finish them off.
Perhaps they were in a hurry, or they thought leaving them out in the cold, floating tomb would do the trick. We won't even know if they're going to survive.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it. Let's hope at least one of them survived long enough to tell us what ship Lister is in.
The only reason I can see why they would hijack another ship is that it's faster than the shuttle.
Unless they actually broke down. I suppose we won't know until Gabby replaces that bus bar for the propulsion system.
Everything right now is pure speculation. If we can get anything from these two crew members we found, I'm hoping that Titan IV's approach control could identify what type of ships have landed.
I'll check with approach as soon as they contact us.
Sickbay to bridge.
Go ahead, Captain Tam.
We got them out of their spacesuits. They have IDF patches on their flight suit. Gabby recognizes their patches. She identified them as IDF fighter pilots, possibly on patrol.
Are they alive?
Barely. We're getting them into the hyperbaric chambers. We'll get them heated up and oxygenated. I'll let you know as soon as they regain consciousness. Gabby, Joe Mack, and Marco are leaving to work on the shuttle.
Copy that. If you need any drugs for them, let me know and I'll unlock the cabinet.
I'll let you know.
So they're IDF pilots. That just added a list of violations to Lister and Ursula's rap sheet.
That's a very helpful lead for us. Any IDF craft this far out would have to be on a special mission, whether it's on patrol or traveling to or from Titan III.
And that wouldn't be hard to track down. With that information, we'll be able to determine what type of craft Lister and Ursula are in.
All we can do is wait.
Doctor, are you comfortable?
Physically, yes. However, I'm not comfortable with what you did back there.
We need a faster vessel. This was a golden opportunity.
I'm not talking about the ship. I'm talking about the two men you left there to die.
If I may, we did not leave them to die.
I could have easily dispatched them by shutting off their air supply. The Mercury is not far behind. They will most certainly be rescued.
Still, there was no need to do that. I took an oath to save lives.
And you took an oath to be loyal to Rage. Are you saying you are not loyal?
Yes. Have you turned your back on us?
My oath to save lives comes before anything else.
Even before staying alive, Doctor?
That's all right, Ursula. As long as the good doctor here performs the surgery on me and it is successful, he can swear allegiance to the Matros of Galaza. I don't care.
Doctor, these men were IDF. Once they identified us, we had no choice but to take drastic action.
This recon craft only seats three. There was no room for them.
The choice was simple. We had to leave them there and wait for the Mercury to rescue them.
And I suppose you removed a critical part of the shuttle so they wouldn't follow us.
Precisely. The Mercury will find them. They should be able to survive that long.
And if they don't?
Collateral damage, Doctor.
Collateral damage, indeed. We are not at war. We lost the war, remember?
We didn't lose the war. Wi-Fi lost the war.
It was a strategic withdrawal. We are still a viable force.
There are thousands of us scattered across the galaxy.
And that's right where they'll stay, scattered across the galaxy.
Yes. Scattered, but eager to reunite as one force.
It's a wonderful dream, Lord Lister, but let's talk about the immediate future.
Your only concern is to implant the circuit board. Nothing else matters.
And after that, what are your plans for me?
We will leave you in Titan City. You'll have to make your own way back to Geb.
I wouldn't worry, Doctor. Someone is always going to Titan III. You shouldn't have any trouble finding a ride.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried what the IDF will do to me. I can be charged with aiding and abetting an enemy of the Federation.
No worries, Doctor. You were kidnapped, forced to assist us against your will.
Perhaps, but I'm still concerned.
The only thing you need to be concerned about is getting this circuit board implanted. Once that is done, you can worry about other things.
You look busy. Did you even take time for lunch?
Lunch? Oh, I completely forgot about it.
Then you must have found something really juicy.
I've been digging into Barsky's past, and I may have found something.
That sounds promising. What'd you find?
I found him in the 2000 census in the army. Prior to that, we have nothing. According to his personnel file, we know that he claims to have graduated from Stuttgart High School. But like Korski, we know that's not true.
Okay, but we knew all of that before.
That's true. His trail grows cold before that. That census showed he had a wife.
Really? That's interesting. His personnel records on file at the Pentagon show that he's single. There's no mention of a divorce.
I've been at it all morning trying to track down this supposed wife. She doesn't appear on the next census.
What about his tax records?
For 2001, he filed single.
How about alimony? Any sign of that in his records?
No. And as of yet, I can't find any divorce proceedings. It's like she disappeared.
Disappeared or never existed in the first place.
Then he would have some explaining to do. He claimed her on his 2000 taxes. If there is no record of divorce, he would have had to at least filed married filing separately.
You keep digging on Obarski. Jim and I'll work on this supposed wife.
Sounds good. By the way, where is he?
He's actually taking a lunch break. I think you should do the same.
Jim seems to think a lot of you. How far back do you two go?
I met Barnes when he was wet behind the ears second lieutenant. I was teaching a class on shipping documents. I had him again when he was a captain, back for the advanced course. Eventually, I retired and he took my place. He relied on me for a while, but eventually he got pretty good at his job. And I retired to the wonderful hills of Virginia.
And you guys kept in touch after all this time?
Yeah, from time to time he'd need help on a case and I'd help him out. Sometimes I'd regret my participation.
Ah, you mean like when you went to that abandoned building to meet Jim and met a couple of Hongans who knocked you two out?
That's what you call a rude awakening. I had no idea where I was or what happened.
We were worried about you two. If Barnes hadn't have left that message, we would have never found you.
Well, that's all water under the bridge, as they say. Jim should be back shortly. We'll start searching for this supposed wife. In the meantime, you need to take a break. Go get yourself something to eat.
I guess so. By the way, do you have the phone tap set up yet?
We're gonna put one in his house. Getting a phone tap in the Pentagon without federal assistance is way too much trouble. So we'll stick to bugging his house.
Good. You bug his house, and I'll bug out and get some lunch.
Did you find it?
Yeah, and I'm hoping this is all we need to get the shuttle back up and running.
That's a good thing Knight had a spare one.
When he upgraded the Mercury, he also restocked his spare parts. He probably has enough parts on board to rebuild a whole ship.
Well, the cargo business must be good.
No, when he was on Galaza, hiding in a cave, he stumbled upon a cache of diamonds and precious metals. Can you hand me that Phillips head?
And he snuck them on board?
No, the native people there were so thankful for his help, they gave them to him. Then he received a nice payment from the IDF. That's kind of how he got to be in an IDF hired vessel. All right, I'll take the board now.
Here you go. Hope it's the right one.
Looks like it might be.
The way things are going, I might never get me ship back. I don't think they've even found parts for it yet.
Don't give up, Skipper. Maybe you'll stumble upon a cave full of gold and we can convert the Canberra into a luxury liner.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What would be nice is if you'd hold the light steady for me.
Oh, sorry. Does it look like it'll fit?
I'll know here in a second. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, flip the main bus switch on.
I got it. Hold on. I'm getting power.
Sweet! I'll button up here.
All systems coming online here.
Gabby to bridge.
Go ahead.
We got power, baby. Can you have Georgia run diagnostics?
Will do. Once everything checks out, Joffer wants you to check on sick bay and see how Captain Tam is coming along with our two IDF crew.
Will do.
Gabby, you used to be one of those rocket jockeys. What are they flaming doing out here?
There's an outpost on one of Titan's moons. The IDF patrols the space between the two Titan planets. They most likely responded to an SOS.
Boy, were they in for a rude awakening. I wonder why they let him live.
Well, my guess is the doctor stopped him. Maybe that's something he couldn't let slide, being a, you know, doctor and all.
You're probably right. They were in a hurry to get away from us, and the doctor probably protested any attempt Lister made to kill the crew. So, he just left them there to freeze to death. Because he's such a nice guy.
That's cold.
Yeah, literally.
Gabby, I have completed diagnostics, and the shuttle is 100% operational.
Thank you, Georgia. All right, guys, let's go check on Captain Tam and her two patients.
Here you go. This is the hotel you'll be using. They have excellent room service, but as a favor to me, just don't go too far overboard on ordering.
Not to worry. That's what I constantly preach to Hank. Eventually it did him in. So, I'm on the top floor.
Yes, you'll have a straight line view to targets 2 and 3.
And that would be them over there?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see, but across the street to the left there, you'll find Fire Station 45.
Being that close, it stands to reason they would respond if alarms went off. How can you be sure that will happen?
Well, first of all, if we succeed in shutting them down, it should trigger some type of an alarm. Secondly, if you don't see a response, use this burner phone and call 911. Tell them you suspect a cyber attack, tell them you saw strangers in the building, something. Use your imagination.
Oh, I can come up with something, believe me. No need to worry about that. How are you and Korski going to know if your attack was successful, other than monitoring their feed?
Well, Hong and Hero, how would you do it?
I would have someone on the inside in at least one of the buildings.
And other than letting us know what's going on, is there another reason?
Yeah. If you plan on launching some kind of worm or Trojan horse, it would be easier to accomplish that from the inside. You can send it to this person and they could launch an attack.
Exactly.
But there's a problem with that.
How so?
Any high-tech company worth its salt, and I'm talking about Hongan salt here, would be able to trace the virus back to the terminal that launched it. Unless there's a public use one there, your inside hacker will be caught. If they're caught, then they might turn on you and Korski.
Well, I'm not too worried about that. As soon as the attack is launched, he's out of there and on his way to this planet, South America.
Well, for your sake, I hope he gets out before being arrested. These 310 humans think only of themselves. For them, there is no glory in dying.
Well, not that I'm asking for any kind of advice, but just out of curiosity, what would you do?
You've read my record. I don't think you have to ask.
But you'd blow something up, wouldn't you?
The smell of C4 in the morning, or whenever you plan to do this.
And why would you do a dirty attack instead of a clean one?
Because that would guarantee that Fire Station 45 would respond, along with the cops, feds, and IDF. It would also put the town and maybe even the country in a state of panic.
Well, if that happens, my thought is that it would put all hub sites on alert across the country. But if it's a quiet cyber attack, it may take some time for the word to get out.
I can see that. It would give you time to launch your Houston attack. Quite honestly, I'd still do it my way. I'd just hit them simultaneously.
Well, that would be nice, if I had the manpower. Rage has been hit hard by the war, and there just isn't enough money to pay mercenaries.
It just goes to show that Rage doesn't have people willing to get their hands dirty.
And that's why they have us.
I'll drink to that.
Along with a nice thick steak.
You're on.
Well, that's the Cyrus complex over there.
I see they're right next to each other. That's convenient.
I still don't see how they're going to do this without inside help.
And that's what makes it difficult for us. We don't have enough time to check every person there. Even if we did, it would cause quite a stir.
Either Bishop or Korski will be setting up here, or close by. Korski's in town by now. Do you think we run the risk of being seen?
Well, that's a possibility.
Hey, what you got?
I just met with Bishop. We're on our way to eat. I'm following him.
Well, sounds like business as usual.
Where is everyone else?
We're all here overlooking the Cyrus complex.
Put me on speaker.
Sam wants to talk to us. Okay. Go ahead.
Bishop has me booked in a room at the top of the Hilton overlooking Cyrus One.
Fancy schmancy.
I haven't seen the room yet, but it looks nice on the outside. Anyway, I'm supposed to watch the place to see if there's any outside response. There's a fire station right across the street from it. He's hoping there will be an emergency response when the alarm goes off.
I suppose he's thinking it'll draw attention away from Houston to here.
That's the idea. He's hoping that it will take a little time for word to get to the other hubs. I asked about explosives, but he didn't want to do that. Causes too much attention.
We're all wondering how he plans to hack their computers. I mean, there has to be a strong firewall. We're thinking he has to have inside help.
For the operation here, that's a solid yes. That's how they're going to access the mainframe. I don't know if that's the plan for Houston, but I'm guessing it is.
I don't see any other way. We do have a possible solution, at least, to them uploading a virus to these hubs.
Jam them?
Exactly. With Kate's connections, I'm sure we can get some electronic jamming equipment. We should also be able to track down the source and apprehend them.
They plan to launch the San Antonio virus from Houston, with the help of whoever that is they have on the inside.
I'll get with Pearman and see what we can come up with.
I'm arriving at the restaurant. I got some serious business to attend to.
Lunch, right?
Hey, I gotta play the part.
All right, but get back to us as soon as you learn something new.
Will do.
Poor Sam. He has to play the part, right?
Yeah, terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, from the sound of everything, it looks like they'll launch the attack tomorrow during the training seminar.
That's the most logical scenario. That'll give us time to drive to the two other hubs, and maybe we can determine which one is most likely candidate for attack number two.
We can stake out this place for a while and then go over to the others, like you said, with maybe a snack stop in between.
It's just like you said, sis. He's been hanging around Sam way too long.
Captain! Picked up a faint ping. Believe it might be the IDF patrol ship.
Excellent. We need to maintain contact with it. Alter your course if necessary to follow it.
Aye, sir. Right now it is maintaining a course to Titan IV.
If that is a standard IDF patrol craft, it will have defense weapons on board. Georgia, do you have any way of identifying this IDF ship?
Not directly, Agent Simon. I can estimate that it is a Type 3 patrol craft based on IDF policy. To answer your question, that type of ship has one laser cannon and four wing-mounted laser guns.
That's enough to make me want to keep our distance from it.
From a tactical point of view, I suggest we do keep our distance. Once we approach the planet, we can use the Mercury's shuttle to follow it. Georgia, did you complete all of the diagnostics for the shuttle?
All systems are nominal. The shuttle is ready for operations. Gabby is currently checking the navigation system.
Very well. Slain, what was the latest on our two-injured crewmen?
When I left sickbay, their vitals were normal, but their body cool temps were still a bit low.
Very well. Time for feeding at the zoo. Go prepare food for our prisoners.
On my way.
Target's getting stronger. Believe we're catching up to them.
Georgia, do you have confirmation?
Confirmed. Target has decreased its speed.
What do you think? Should we match their speed?
I do. Helmsman, reduce speed by one-third. If the signal gets too weak, increase the speed until you match them.
Aye. Reducing speed by one-third.
This speed reduction on their part worries me. Why do it? It seems that they would want to get away from us.
I'm also concerned. Much like a cornered animal, they may want to take a stand and fight.
It would be a fight of desperation. We can take a lot of hits, and our laser cannon is much stronger. However, they can outmaneuver us.
Let's cross the bridge when we come to it. In the meantime, we need to make plans for apprehending them.
Room service.
Look, General. Another comedian.
Yes, and it looks like he is bringing us something that resembles food.
You two geezers need to quit complaining. At least you got something besides bread and water.
That would certainly be tastier.
What'd you expect? Strawberries and cream?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds better than what I'm looking at.
Listen, it's the same food we eat on a daily basis.
I'd mutiny if I were you.
That's an excellent idea. Have you considered it?
To mutiny, I would have to be part of the crew. But to answer your question, nah, I wouldn't. You might as well enjoy this food. I understand prison food is a lot worse.
I don't plan on eating it for very long. I can escape just as Lord Zokar did, and just as Lister has done. Your prisons cannot hold us.
Sick Bay to Bridge, we have an emergency.
What's going on?
One of the IDF crew members is awake. He said there's a bomb on board the shuttle.
We're all gonna die.
What will happen to the Mercury? Will they find a bomb in time? Will Sam be able to stop the San Antonio attack? And will Tracy's team stop the Houston one? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Tick Tock.